Is this right time to ask for a raise of salary?
Is this any time to ask for a raise?
Well, you know, I think there's never been a more important time to be in communication with your boss about your roles, your responsibilities, and your compensation. What happens is all these layoffs are happening. In the wake, people are taking on other people's jobs. I'm doing 50% of my boss's job because they eliminated that level of management. So it may be that your compensation hasn't kept up with your roles and responsibilities. That's the way to approach the conversation.
Okay. So how do you do that? You have several steps that we should take in approaching these negotiations. Step one is know what you're worth. How do you figure that one out?
Preparation is essential, okay? And I think the mistake we make is that we come in thinking, well, this is what I want. I need $3,000 more a year. Your boss doesn't care what you want, okay? Your boss cares what you're worth. So what you need to do is go on Monster.com. They have a terrific database that will tell you someone in your role, your responsibilities, your industry, your region, this is what they're making. You can kind of target it that way.
And also know your walk-away plan when you're asking for a raise. What's a walk-away plan?
Yeah, often people think of a walk-away as this is the least I'll take. But actually a walk-away is what am I going to do if my boss says no? Okay, so it may be another job. It may be, well, I need to find out why no, and I need a plan for how to fix the problems in the next 6 months.
So, and this actually leads beautifully to your step two, which is don't ask for a raise, discuss it.
Yeah.
So talk about the difference.
Asking for a raise is the worst way to go about it. It's easiest thing in the world for your boss to simply say no.
Right.
So instead, what you should say is, I'd like to talk about my compensation. Seems to me an adjustment is in order. Here's why I think that's true. Want to get a sense for where you're coming from on this question.
So discuss it without putting him or her on the spot,
right.
In other words.
You don't want to corner your boss, right? Because they're going to react defensively rather than thoughtfully.
All right. Step three is go beyond no. And what do you mean by that? And how do you do it?
Yeah, I think if you get a no, the first step is to find out why no. Is it me? That's something I can control. Tell me specifically, what is it about my skills that need improving for me to go to the next level, for me to get the raise? Or is it the environment? And if, you know, they're strapped for cash, get creative. I know someone who negotiated 2 weeks of paid leave so that she could freelance on the side. She worked for a cash-strapped nonprofit. Also, flex time, educational benefits, flexible spending, working at home, extra vacation. These are all things that cost your boss little but are worth a lot to you.
Now, if the boss says no, what's your next move? I mean, you kind of discussed that a little bit, but is there a point when you just decide you got to leave?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the question of, you know, is there something I'm missing here will help you know, is there something I need to fix? Is there something I could help fix? And I think the last thing you want to find out is, when do we have this conversation again? When should we check in again? So that you know and your boss knows this is something we'll revisit.
All right. Really good advice, Sheila Heen. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. It's a difficult conversation.
It is something definitely to ponder.
Something real simple.
Thanks again.